Starting in the late 80s, rainbow trout in Colorado began dying off because of a parasite that causes whirling disease. By 1997, wild rainbows in the state had all but vanished. As 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, now thanks to efforts from the state's Parks and Wildlife Agency, the fish popular with anglers and conservationists alike could be on the rebound.
A handful of people sit in folding chairs in a tiny metal building, hunched over 5-gallon buckets of water and baby or fingerling trout. Every so often, they call out for more fish.
Fish. They say fish, I come.
That's the cue for aquatic biologist Michael Atwood. He grips a long-handled net and dips it into one of two refrigerator-sized pools in a concrete runway, scooping up a few dozen juvenile trout.
This group of fish is a pure strain of rainbow trout that came out of the Gunnison River. They're special because they've shown some resistance to whirling disease.
Whirling disease is caused by a waterborne parasite that infects young trout and some species of salmon, causing deformities in the skull and spinal column. Atwood says the infected fish swim in circles, hence the name whirling disease. Ultimately, it leads to death.
And whirling disease back in the 90s really made its way around the state and damaged a lot of our rainbow trout fisheries.
He plops the mildly sedated fish into the buckets and the volunteers get to work. With a small shear, they clip off what is called an adipose fin.
Let me grab you one and I'll just show it to you.
Atwood grabs a 3-inch trout from a bucket and points to the fish's spine.
This, the big fin on top is the dorsal fin. And then just behind it here, that little nub, see right there?
Yep.
That's the adipose fin.
So you clip it off?
Yeah, so we're just coming in and we're just removing it and then tossing the fish to the other side. So again, when we're in the field, I'll be able to quickly look and see presence or absence of that fin, and that'll tell me where they came from.
Atwood says clipping the adipose fin is a marking tactic fish biologists all over the world have used for decades. The fish in his hand is one of 20,000 rainbows from the western slope, spawned on the banks of the Gunnison River and brought to this hatchery in Salida. It's a holding spot until they're released in the Arkansas later this month.
Follow me over here, I'll show you what we're up to.
Officials with Colorado Parks and Wildlife say whirling disease was inadvertently introduced to the state at this very building in 1987. As a private hatchery at the time, infected rainbow trout were brought in, and the parasite made its way into the river and into the wild fish, dropping their numbers.
In fact, decimated a lot of them, so...
So, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has been working to reintroduce rainbow trout back into the Arkansas River at a cost of about 55 cents per fish. That comes after the close to $13.5 million the agency has already spent sterilizing hatcheries found to contain whirling disease. Today's work relies heavily on volunteers. It's 16 degrees outside and not 1 degree warmer inside this building. A thin sheet of ice covers the floor and water drips from the ceiling. But here they sit, grabbing tiny, squirmy fish, clipping their fins, and doing that all over again thousands of times. Local resident Beverly McBrien has helped out all 3 years of the program.
I loved fishing my whole life. I grew up fishing, and this is a way I can give back. You know, I like to see more people out here. It's nothing like coming here and clipping fins in the middle of winter.
As to why these specific fish are resistant, no one knows for sure. Atwood says the trout were somewhat isolated because of a dam. They were exposed to the parasite, but some survived to reproduce and sustain the population.
And the goal is that these fish can go into the river, survive to adulthood, and then reproduce on their own and sustain that year after year so we don't have to continue stocking.
If that happens, the fish can spawn more resistant trout and the population can grow. The first cycle of Gunnison River rainbows was introduced into the Arkansas in March of 2017. Atwood says that group will soon be sexually mature.
So hopefully this fall, this October, when we're out basically checking in on the population, hopefully we'll start to see some signs of young rainbow trout that have all of their fins. So we know that they're wild, and that's how we're going to document whether or not these fish are reproducing.
So far, Atwood says the imported population has been surviving.
I feel pretty optimistic about these fish, given that they're wild, they're straight from the Gunnison River, so they're accustomed to that river environment. And
more fish.
They're calling for fish.
Atwood says Gunnison River rainbow trout stocked into the Arkansas last spring had grown impressively to about 8 inches on average by the fall. About half of the rainbows found during annual sampling in October 2018 were the resistant population. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.